Amrita Putra. Here is the message of Amrita for you all. Are you always peaceful? Are you noble? Do you possess self-restraint? Are you endowed with divine virtues? Are you free from ignorance? Do you possess knowledge of the self? Have you got illumination? Have you realized the immortal pure self? How do you stand before these questions? If you have not got these things, then come, sit down and listen. Here is the message of Amrita for you all. Even if you practice a particle of this, you will go beyond death, sorrow and pain. Meditate always, I am pure consciousness. I am Satchidananda Brahman. I am immutable self-effulgent immortal self. I am the silent witness of the three states, namely waking state, dream state and deep sleep state. I am distinct from the body, mind, prana and senses. I am distinct from the five sheets. You will soon attain self-realization. You will attain knowledge of the self, Brahmajnana. It is knowledge. It is bondage when you are attached to your wife, son, property or body. When you take the body as a pure self. It is liberation when you are not attached to any object of this world. When you identify yourself with the pure immortal Atma. Wherever there is calm, desire, there is no Rama. Wherever there is Rama, there is no Kama. Wherever there is desire, there is a world. Therefore, go beyond desire by cultivating discrimination, Vivek, and dispassion, Vairagya, and meditating on Brahman or the Supreme Self and be happy. Live without the feeling of I-ness and mindness and attachment. Restrain the senses. Observe the rules of right conduct. Get purity of heart. Hear the truth. Abide in the self. Be happy. As soon as you realize that you are not this body, you become free from sorrow and death. You are free from the bondage of karma, from the fetters of desires, from the mirage of this mundane life and its concomitant evils and miseries. Soul or the Supreme Self or Atma or Brahman is an abiding, constantly existing and imperishable entity, which is the basis of the world, which is indivisible, self-limitless, unchanging and all-pervading, which is silent witness of Sakshi of the three states, namely waking, dreaming and deep sleep. The knower of the soul or Atma attains immortality and enters the abode of bliss and nectar. Brahman is real and eternal. His body is unreal and perishable. From the knowledge of self, Atma, and non-self, Anatma, springs the stream of immortality or the ancient wisdom of the seers of the Upanishads. Atma is the immortal substance or essence in true in man. Atma is the origin of thoughts, desires and reason. Atma is spiritual because it is beyond matter and mind. It must be immortal because it is spiritual. It is beyond time, space and causation. It is beginningless, endless, causeless and infinite. If you realize the immortal soul which is hidden in your heart, and all these names and forms, if the knots of avidya, ignorance, kama, desire and karma, action are rent asunder, if the chain of ignorance, namely ignorance, non-discrimination, egoism, likes and dislikes, karma, body, is broken, you will be freed from the realms of births and deaths and enter into the city of deathlessness. The ignorant man only runs after sensual objects, and falls into the mortal coil spread around him. He lives in the midst of darkness. He falls again and again under the sway of the Lord of Death, Yama. The way to moksha is not apparent to him. He is deluded by the sensual pressures of this world. But the patient, thoughtful man of discrimination and dispassion does not care for the illusory pleasures of this world. He meditates on the Supreme Self and attains eternal bliss and immortality. Moksha is the samanvaram of life. Moksha is the fulfillment of the life's purpose. Life ends in the earth plane when you attain moksha or liberation from birth and death. The realization of your real object in life is freedom and moksha. Moksha bestows on you eternal life of undecaying bliss and perennial joy. Moksha is not annihilation. Moksha is the annihilation of the little self-arrogating ego only. Moksha is the realization of the identity of the individual soul in the Supreme Soul. Annihilating this little self, you possess the whole of true universality to attain life eternal, a fuller life. If you have purity of mind, then concentration, you can make the mind assume any bhav you like. If you think of mercy, your whole being will be saturated with mercy. If you think of peace, your whole being will be filled with peace. The spiritual path is doubtless beset with various difficulties. It is a rather path. You walk in this path is like walking on the edge of a sharp razor. You will fall down several times, but you will have to rise up quickly and walk a dive with more zeal, boldness and cheerfulness. Every stumbling block will become your stepping stone to success or ascending the hill of spiritual knowledge. Every fall will give you additional strength to rise up to a great height in the ladder of yoga. Do not lose sight of the goal. Do not miss the ideal. Do not be discouraged. You will soon get spiritual strength from within. The indweller will guide you and push you up. All saints and sages, all prophets and seers had to pass through tremendous struggle and severe ordeals before they reached the goal. March boldly, O fair youth, and reach the goal. It is not true that only one attained moksha or liberation and none else can. History bears evidence of many a Shankara having come into the world. If the past could produce Shankaras, why not the future also? What one has achieved can be achieved by others also. This is the immutable law of nature. Was over what a time the knowledge of the self like Yajnavalkya or of Vrataranta Upanishad, like Uddhalaka and Dorka Upanishad, will also attain moksha or immortality. The way of the enlightened sages is sinless. The way out to liberation or freedom or perfect happiness and peace is through perfect purity of mind and heart, of every act of character and life, to self-radiance, self-restraint and control of mind, and through regular meditation on the pure self-luminous, invisible, all-pervading self or atma. If you attain self-realization, all doubts will be rent asunder. Supreme contentment will ever dwell in your heart. You will be purged of rajas and tamas. You will be ever peaceful and happy. Therefore, struggle hard to attain this rare state of supreme blessedness of the neighbor. The flame of a lamp destroys immense darkness. Even stone knowledge of self destroys ignorance and avidya, the root cause of human sufferings and tribulations. Therefore, attain the knowledge of the self, get illumination and go about happy. What is that by knowing which everything else will be known? What is that by attaining which there will be no hankering for any other thing? What is that by realizing which one becomes immortal, fearless, desireless, and rest in everlasting peace and happiness? It is Brahman and Atman, the ultimate truth, which is the summum bonum of life. If the boomer, infinite intelligence, or the unconditioned, he can get real happiness only by attaining the boomer, or the highest self. May you all live in the spirit of this message of Amrita. May you all be equipped with four means of salvation through the grace of the Lord.
saying all the time, some of the stations, but oh,